Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Oh my goodness, I am so excited. I look forward to February every year. In the summer, I have a conference called Embrace, and that is where we really just spend 2 days together. You could do it virtually or in person. I am the only speaker, so I speak from 9 to 4 on Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday, and I really just unpack a lot of the concepts that we talk about inside of this podcast on mostly from the uniqueness perspective. Like, what makes you uniquely you? What are you gifted and called to do? Once you get organized, what do you use this extra time for? I always say it's so that you can go out and do what you're uniquely gifted and created to do. I want to unpack that with you over the summer. We do this in the last weekend of June. We come together in Cincinnati in person or online for the Embrace Conference. It's a time for you to reflect on your uniqueness, your giftings, what's next in the world, and how you can embrace where you are today, where the journey that you've had to get here, and where you're going in the future. So in February's, on the Wednesday podcast, I share the testimonials and the breakthroughs that people have in Embrace so that you can hear what it was like last year. We would love, love, love for you to join us at the end of June in 2021. You could find out more information by going to organize365.com/events on our events page or in our calendar and look for the Embrace Conference and sign up. I would love to see you in person or online. This is my favorite part of Embrace. And I'm just going to thank you in advance. I know we have a couple people who have their hands raised. As we go through this next couple of hours, the first Embrace I did this, I blocked out about 40 minutes for this. And as people started sharing their stories and other people were like, oh, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to share my story. It ended up being 2 hours. And now every year I just block out the last 2 hours of Embrace to hear from you, to hear what transformations have happened, are in the process of happening, what ahas you have heard. It really ministers to me to hear how you are discovering your own uniqueness. And we will just keep going from person to person to person over the next couple hours. And then I will close us out towards the end of the session. You will not see me on camera, but I will be live and you will be able to hear me. And we are going to hear from those of you now. And I believe we're going to start with Stephanie.
So I've listened to the podcast for years, and I mean, we're talking like, I think at least 8 years. My Embrace, I finally bought the 100 days in December, and then I realized I needed the Sunday basket. So we're talking, I jumped in, I got the Sunday basket, and then I had a pink Sunday basket / pocket for my business that I've wanted to start since I was for about the last 4 years. And so now I got the pink for my business. So anyway, I believe in my heart that I was not taught. I know I wasn't taught to clean. I was not taught on how to live my daily life. I was not taught meal planning. I was not taught a lot of things. I have a mother who has mental health issues. And so when I got my first household by myself, I felt like this is not my gifting. So I'll just let my husband take care of everything there, and I'll go make money, and I'll go get a great career, and I will work at the church and save the world, because that's what's important anyway, right? And who cares about the fact that we're going through McDonald's drive-through with my two little ones and there's French fries on the floor? I don't care, because that's not what's important. What's important is that there's a burrito that I can microwave when I want. And then there's a place I can wash my clothes. And who really cares what the walls look like? Because I'm out making money and I'm also helping God save the world because he needs my help. And this is my life. And then I got convicted that I need to be home. And that's a whole different story. And I need to spend more time at home because Jack likes cleaning the house more than I do. And that's bad. You know, I should be helping out here. So in 2004, I thought, yeah, I better go part-time with my work and maybe I should teach my daughters how to set a table and maybe we shouldn't yell in the house. And I started this process of trying to make my home loving and I didn't know how to do beauty, but I could do, you know, peace. Let's try to have some peace and love here and let's have meals together. Anyway, that's how my story, and now I don't want to leave home and I love my home and my kids are 24 and 25 and they're pregnant and married and they have their own homes and they love their homes and we all work outside the home as well, but our homes are our sanctuary. And so when I met Organized 365, I've been watching you for a long time, but I didn't want to spend my money because I don't know that I would do it, you know? I got to be ready. So when life hit and I had no excuses, I thought, this is my time. And I did the adult spring break and I was so proud of myself. And I thought, this is awesome. I could do this. Somebody told me how to do it and I did it. I just follow the rules. I love it. And so now I am organizing my life and I feel so much hope because I have been depressed and I have been feeling like, you know, what is my role in the world? And I want to, and this, I have a dream to teach people about how the value, financial value of owning a home is worth it. So I'm a financial coach to people buying homes. And that's my dream. It's been a ministry. And now I'm trying to make it a business. So I'm trying to copy you, Lisa, and my grandson is due 2 weeks after your grandchild.
Oh my gosh.
And have a baby. And I can't wait. So when you say you're going to do this for the baby, I say, I'm going to do that too. So I'm learning how to be a grandma from you, even if you're not really grandma yet, but we are kind of. Anyway, so that's my story. And I'm coming back next year and I'm bringing my best friend who is in charge of she's coming with me. She doesn't know that yet. And then my friends in the breakout room, we're going to the Cincinnati Zoo on Monday after Embrace, if anybody wants to come with us. And that's my story.
Oh, fun. Stephanie, thank you so much for sharing. I love it. That is amazing. Thank you so much. Jill, you are next.
Thank you so much for this weekend, Lisa. Been so fun. Some of you might know how I found Organized 365 because I was on one of Lisa's podcasts last fall and wearing my t-shirt today. But I found Organized 365 in 2018 because my friend Dawn was on Lisa's podcast. Those of you who are in the breakout rooms heard this today. Dawn is the crazy goat lady that was on Lisa's podcast a couple of times. And Dawn is my college roommate, one of my bestest, dearest friends. And she sent me a link to Lisa's podcast because she was on it. And she said, you're so organized. You don't need this. And I was stuck in traffic coming home from a funeral outside of O'Hare. And Dawn's podcast finished. And I literally sat in traffic finding the rest of Lisa's podcast because I knew it was actually something I needed. Not so much for the physical organization, but I've always been a pretty physically organized person, but I never felt like my brain was organized. So I jumped in, I ordered 100-day program and the Sunday basket. And then like 3 days later, I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm ordering all access. So I ordered all access. Dawn sent Lisa a message. I don't even know if Lisa knows this, and said, oh, Jill's going to be the first person to go through 100 days and never stop. I have never finished a 100-day organization. I'm going on round 12, I think, 9 or 12. I can't remember, but it changed my life. I have also always struggled with being disciplined. I can get everything that needs to be done. I meet deadlines. I'm not a procrastinator, but I'm not disciplined in the little things. And it's something that the Sunday basket really taught me that this is something I need to improve on. So I am religious in my Sunday basket. My family makes fun of me because I take it to the lake because I do it on Sunday, and I will sit at the lake and do my week plans for the week. But what it did was it freed up so much time for me. It cleared my brain. And because of that, I went back to grad school. I finished grad school the day before Illinois went into lockdown of the pandemic, which was a blessing. But it also gave me time in my brain to start, what was I going to do next? I had been working for a company in Ohio. We had moved to Illinois. The hours were getting less and less. And I started my own business in the middle of a pandemic. But I had the brain capacity and the space. And I felt like my house, while it is not completely organized, there are still pockets that I don't like to look at. There's still a hot mess room, but I have enough capacity to do the things that I feel like I'm uniquely created to do and to keep figuring out what that is. So I've since embraced the corporate workbox and the workbook planner and planning day, and it's allowed my company to grow. My big takeaway from this weekend was dreaming big to make our changes in our habits. That was like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what's been going through my brain the last couple of months, as I've kind of come to the realization that there's some habitual things, some routines that need tweaking, and it's little changes that are probably going to have a huge impact. And one of them was being disciplined enough to actually come to embrace. I have to admit, I seriously considered just watching the replay. Don't take time out of the family. Don't take a whole weekend in June. And oh, I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad I did. And unfortunately, I'm not sure next year will work for me from a calendar perspective. It's on the calendar, but we typically have something this weekend, but because of the pandemic, it was canceled. So I'm just going to pray that it all works out, that I can be back again next year in some capacity. So just thank you for everything you do. Thank you for inspirationally inspiring each of us, even though we can't be there to hug you. And I know some of us will get to do that through book tours, but this just was an amazing weekend. And thank you for allowing us the time to meet with others too, and giving us that those extra breakout rooms. It was just such a way to inspire us to figure out what we need to do next and where we need to go from here. So thank you.
Jill, thank you so much. I love it when you guys share, and I hear that you really are getting more time and less anxiety. And so dreams and visions need to be big so you know where you're going, but the steps to get there are always so small, and the habits you need to change are the hardest. And so I just love that you called all of that out. Thank you so much. Amy, we're going to go to you next.
I wanted to say thank you, Lisa, for the inspirations. Now I'm going to start crying, just warning you now, inspiring us and giving everybody here the opportunity to speak. First of all, I think that's incredible. I'm thinking about the dandelion necklace right now, and that this is your way of spreading that as well. Letting all of us shine, and just know that you are fulfilling your mission of spreading the love and spreading the joy and all of that stuff. So thank you. Thank you for giving me personally the opportunity to be a Sunday Basket certified organizer, a paper solution organizer, and now Workbox. That has allowed me to grow my business. At the beginning, I was just like, oh, I'll just be Sunday Basket certified. That's cool. And then that'll help my business. Well, thanks to you and Organize 365, it has definitely allowed my business to shine. So thank you for that opportunity. And so when it comes down to dreams, I'm like, dreams for my, you know, I was thinking about my business, and we just had planning day, and I think a lot of my business dreams are coming true. So thank you for helping with that. And I have things on the you know, business planning list that I can attack, that I have goals for quarter three, and that's great. But I didn't do the 100-day planning this time because a million things going on. But that's really, when it comes back to dreams and what do I want, that's the part where I say, well, I wanted to do a planning day with my family because I want to know what their dreams are. We have a summer ahead of us. we're halfway through our summer, but we have 6 weeks left. What do we want to do with that? And going forward, just, I was telling some of you in the breakout rooms that my husband and I are very opposite in many ways. And although that can be a strength, right? And which he takes the laundry and the cooking, and I do all the computer and the paper and all the scheduling. So that's helpful. But, you know, coming up with joint dreams for he and I and for our family, I think is my takeaway. So I'm really good at planning for the business and I'm really good at planning for me, but planning for the couple and the family, bigger picture dreams, longer term things. So that is my takeaway. And I want him to listen to the part about the dreams, because I don't think that he may have big dreams, but I don't think he knows or would take the steps to take them. So maybe I can help coach him through it or have him listen to some Embrace to help him through that. So that's what I have to say, I guess. Thank you again for all the opportunities. And I copy Jill. I should have been wearing my Organized 365 podcast shirt today, so you can listen to my story there. But encouraging my husband to dream and then the two of us to sit down and make some dreams together, I think, is on my list. So thank you for that inspiration.
Amy, I love that. I mean, all of us need to dream, right? Like, it's not just us. All adults stop dreaming for whatever reason. They also think school is over and they stop learning. Like, no. Learn and dream for the rest of your life. Stay in fourth grade perpetually. You could see Amy in Chicago. Amy will be running the book tour and the Certified Organizer meetup in Chicago if you'd like to hug her neck as well. That'll be the second stop. Yes, thank you so much. Next, we have Nanellen.
Hi, my name's Nanellen. I started following Lisa back in 2013 when our life was crazy. We were dirt broke and nothing in our life was, everything was out of control. And so I said, well, you know what? I can control my space. So I thought, well, I'll do that. And over the years, there have been, I've learned a lot. And one of the biggest things I've learned that Lisa talks about, unexpected life events and stuff. And my husband died last year. He was had a outpatient surgery, and that was necessary, but it's just outpatient, but it went bad. And he was in the hospital for 4 months, and I didn't get to see him the majority of that time. And we had started, we had a couple of businesses and it had started a new business. And the thing is I knew that I love that word plan neglect. So everything was just plan neglect. And I knew when my husband got home, we would just start back with the Sunday basket and we would do whatever we could. While we could, you know, and so I think that's the thing that I loved is that I know no matter what happens, I've got a place to go back to. I can go back to the Sunday basket, and I can, because of the things that I've learned through the 100 day, you know, I know how to clean out a drawer. I know how to clean out a box. So I can do it, you know, in whatever I've done the 100 day at my daughter's house twice and at my son's place twice and my father, and then we've had a couple of houses and I've done there too. And so it's just being able to know that I can go back to one step and start there. And one of the things that I love that was said this weekend is that decluttering is like grief work. And so that's really impactful to me right now, because I'm doing the grief work. And somebody said in the chat one time, can we grow without discomfort? And I think we all realize that we can't. So right. I'm growing a lot this year. So if decluttering is like grief work, I wrote a couple of notes here. It's not a checklist. It's a process. And everyone's path may be different, but it's your path. And I'm where exactly where I'm supposed to be. And I can take one step without knowing you know, the whole staircase. Thank you so much.
You are shout right out where to you're supposed to be.
Number nine.
You need to go read the chat that was coming through as you were talking. It will minister to you. You've got a bazillion virtual hugs. We are all so sorry for your loss. And yeah, life stages and unexpected events are going to happen, right? So I'm glad that we could support you during this time.
Well, it happened in 2016 when my father, who was living with us, died. And then...
Oh, jeez.
So it's... Yeah.
I'm so sorry. All right, Holly, you are next.
Hi, everybody. I knew, you know, over the past year, just feeling like I haven't, up until this point, I haven't done a very good job of sharing my heart with people. And I just want to thank you, Lisa, and the whole team for holding the space for us to be able to share our hearts. And I struggle so much sometimes with perfectionism. I've shared before that perfectionism is one thing that is really holding me back. And just listening to you and your podcast and all of your content reminds me constantly that that perfectionism doesn't exist, and that that we can't grow without letting go of that idea of perfectionism and that it exists, because it doesn't. That perfectionism manifests in me like a lot of procrastination and being really hesitant to take the next step, even if I know what it is. And so everything just feels really hard and slow sometimes. So I really thank you for this weekend as a dedicated time in my life where I can give myself permission to dream, because I really don't do that. I don't do that hardly at all, because I'm trying to draw out what everybody around me dreams and how can I help make that happen. But I don't give myself the space and the permission to dream myself and to realize those dreams. So one thing that I was thinking, like Amy, I was thinking about goals for my business and how can I make those happen, and how can I let go of the how, like Lisa was talking about yesterday. That's really hard. That's really, really hard for me, because I'm such an analytical and detail focused person that I need to know the how. And I was thinking about what is my dream, and, you know, I was thinking, oh, well, this is not my first time at Embrace, so I'll just hold on to what was my dream from the last time and the last time before that. But I'm a different person now, and I don't have to hold so tightly onto that. So one of the things that I realized today, just like in the last 10 minutes before, before the breakthroughs started, was that I really want to get a best friend, and I want to get a best friend that is local, where I can, you know, and somebody that has a child that is my child's age. I just feel like I need that kind of connection right now at this point in my life. So I'm putting it out there in the universe now. I told my husband last night that might be something that I want. I was just kind of wishy-washy about it. Maybe I want to get a best friend. I mean, you're my best friend for sure, but I think I need somebody else. Yeah. Lisa, so thank you so much for that permission to dream, because I don't think I would have come to that realization otherwise.
Okay. So also, Holly, because I know you so well and you have flown to Cincinnati so many times, I just want to say to you, you are a woman of excellence. Holly, you are a woman of excellence. Perfection doesn't exist, but you are a woman of excellence. You are a wife and a mother, an employee, a certified organizer,
all of those you do with excellence. And I want you to hear
that.
Thank you, Lisa. You're amazing.
I appreciate
that. Ryan, it's your turn. You could see Ryan in Dallas and in Houston with me.
So glad I got to go after Holly. Poof. I love that woman. I love this community. I love this community. And Lisa, you have built and attracted this incredible community of amazing, amazing women who don't want to leave. You know, we want to stay with you. And a couple of things I wrote down. First of all, what was my life before Slash Pockets? I just, yeah, as an ENFP, I need those Slash Pockets like I had no idea. So anyway, just to be funny. But what was super interesting is that you said, you know, I'll be doing the Embrace next year. Last year, it was the same message, right? I want you to dream. I want you to dial into who you are. Like that message, don't change that. Like there is no other message than that. I mean, we need to hear it over and over and over because you hear it out of people's mouths. And weirdly, beautifully, I came after Holly because I wrote down, we are paralyzed in perfectionism.
Yeah.
It is so, I would love us to Rocky that burn, the perfectionism perfectionism and overwhelm. They're beastly. So I think that we need to hear it over and over and over and listen. Like, I just don't think we listen to ourselves. And the more I listen to you and other people, I get to listen to myself a little bit more. So I'm so grateful for everything you said this weekend. And I look forward to dialing in with some people in my community. We're already planning to do this again together in a smaller group. And because some of them were only half able to listen this weekend. So we're going to be doing it again. And look forward to just building on that. And I have a sticky note I wrote to myself that I want everyone to, if it speaks to you, I would love that. You are totally on the right track. So you're totally on the right track. So tell that to myself every day. I tell that to anybody that will listen because we are. So I will see lots of you, I hope, in Dallas, and Houston.
Dallas, Houston. Ryan's spending the week with me and I cannot wait. And I cannot wait to see the rest of you as well. Thank you, Ryan.
I'm so excited. Thanks.
Jackie, you're next.
Well, thank you. So I'm wearing my necklace. Thank you again. It was great. It's a great reminder. And I just wanted to say thank you and say what I got out of this. One thing I just wanted to show folks is I made the Slash Pockets my own. So what you're seeing here is I literally cut and pasted with scotch tape because I couldn't remember what the colors were for. And it really took me a long, long time to understand what they were for. And then I can't write big. So, I mean, I can't write little. 3x5 cards are just like, why? So I got 4x6s and I put the next actionable thing on the outside of my Slash Pocket. All I'm saying is the categories of this are flexible enough that you can make it your own. The second thing is you need to make it your own. So this is my mini medical binder. So when I go to a doctor's appointment and I'm a certain age and like you go for weird stuff. So I can have exactly what I need here. The big binder is good as a source, but it's too heavy to carry it. Like I just can't carry it into a doctor's office and have it be actionable. So I made it my own. Just putting that out there. So the point is that what Lisa's thought of is all the different categories. And that's what makes it so adaptable to everybody. Just in the last, I'm going to say 3 weeks, I figured out how the system has saved me more than $10,000. So it's really worth learning this. Some of it.
Okay, do tell that story again.
Oh, you want me to tell the story again? So what Elisa means is that it's, again, these are different examples than you'll hear me give when Lisa was kind enough to interview me, so thank you again for interviewing me. You'll hear the whole story in July. But I just realized, and this is sad, my brother-in-law passed away from the COVID on January 17th. But because I had the headspace for this, I could help him get organized. We just got a check from FEMA because, you know, there's a, you can get funeral assistance. I didn't realize that. But like I heard about it, and because my head was empty enough, not totally empty, but not so cluttered that I couldn't hear it. I'm just telling you, wow. The check arrived and you had to iterate on it because this is a freaking federal government. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like nothing happens fast with the feds. So that's 6,800. And then, oh, I did say this on that program. In my state, in Pennsylvania, if you pay your inheritance tax within 90 days, you get 10% mm-hmm. discount. So that's major. And it's really easy to let that deadline pass because there's so much going on. But with the structure of the Sunday basket, you're able to use that blue slash pocket for waiting to keep going. And what it's my husband's gig, like it's his brother. I'm the guide on the side. But that really helped the family. It's like more than 10 grand. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's a lot of money. And it's because you don't forget about opportunities because you have a place to put them. So that's really important. And I saved a lot. There's so much more money. Every little check that comes in, it was so easy to lose it. You know, maybe you could, and going back through and just taking out, decluttering your subscriptions. It's like, oh, you can get a check back for that or something. So those checks start to add up to real money after a while. I got a lot out of the group. So thank you, everybody who was in a group with me. I really like the journaling stuff today that I got because I really had never journaled before. And then the other thing is I also got that the different stages of this journey are normal. So some people are listening who are afraid they're going to trip when they get up and go to the bathroom because there's so much stuff in their house. And some people are really into productivity. And every step of the journey is important and you need to embrace it, right? What else did I get?
Yes.
The extra headspace that you get from doing this saves you money, as I previously mentioned. But then what I realized from this is, oh, that's what I can do with all the time I saved. I can dream.
Yes.
Oh, and maybe I can execute something. Who knew? You know, once the kid's 24 anymore, he doesn't need his diapers changed or his laundry done. Oh, I don't have to take him places because he drives. So it really does give you headspace. And along the way, you can get a lot of helpful tips and tricks that save you money and save you time so you can do what's more important. And so I just wanted to thank everybody for listening and for listening now, and hopefully you'll listen to the podcast later. And thank you for Lisa for giving us this opportunity because it was really helpful.
Yes, Jackie. And I have been quoting the podcast that you and I recorded in all subsequent podcasts because we talked about how the Sunday basket helps with the working memory part of executive functioning. That was in our podcast interview, right? Yes.
Yes, that was. Headspace. Yes.
Yes.
The headspace, the need for that is working memory. And you mm-hmm. don't have to use up your working memory for stuff that doesn't even need to happen now. And then you can maybe even take it. Working memory is like your mental countertop in your kitchen. So you can have a lot of counters and have a lot of clutter, or you can have just, you know, you got what you got, however big your working memory is. And then anything that doesn't need to be there, you put in the right slash pocket and you come back to it.
Yeah. And I think that's what we all are overwhelmed with, is not being able to think. I just would like to be able to think. And so I think that is what we are doing. We're allowing enough time and capacity in your brain for you to use it to your advantage. Jackie, thank you so much.